You know, B.B. Shea was just talking about, Red Rachel's a fan of the Rolling Stones. You have not seen them in concert. I was saying during the Put Up or Shut Up game I have, there's actually a story to that. Chris Dem and I went together to that concert.
With my brother, youngest brother, and our buddy Phil.
That's right. And you misunderstood this. We ate at a place for Thai food beforehand called Rearn Thai, R-E-A-R-N. So I said, took it up the Rearn that night. That's what we used to say. Say, hey, where you want to go to dinner? Let's take it up the Rearn. And that was just our thing.
Nobody. It was funny then. Yeah. Comedy has shifted.
Yep.
You said it so nonchalantly.
I wasn't actively listening.
So. Yeah. I forgot.
You don't know the room. Huh. No. You didn't read the room.
No, I didn't. That was 20 years ago. And
all I heard was he took it up the rear that night.
Rearn.
I was like, but there's four of you there. That's crazy.
I mean, I'd call Phil and go, hey, you want to take it up the rear? Do I? Let's go.
I'll meet you there.
So,
usual place? Oh, yeah.
The restaurant didn't find it as funny.
No, they're out of business.
Unfortunately, I believe that's true. Man, that was a good Thai place.
It
was really good. And we would have, mounds of rice and delicious sauces and all this stuff. And there was one, Phil turned me on to whatever dish it was. It was outstanding.
Yeah.
And so we'd take it up the rear end once a week at that time. Mm-hmm. But that particular night, now we are in Greensboro, and the show was in Charlotte, so it's hour and 45 minute drive.
At the old Coliseum.
Yeah.
Not the downtown Coliseum.
But I liked that old Coliseum. I thought it was a nice place to see a concert.
Best.
I thought it was great to see a concert.
This is the one that was all green. That was out by the airport.
Yep. Teal. Yeah. Because the Hornets were a teal.
That's right.
I spent so many nights there.
Okay, that's right.
I loved it. Yeah, I went to tons of Hornets games. There was the best atmosphere, best arena still, in my opinion.
When they started building a new, you think I'm curmudgeonly now. Mm-hmm. I was curmudgeonly 20 years ago. They started building a new. I said, why?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a great arena they've got down out at the airport. I loved it. And they get it. They called it the Hive. They get the.
Oh, God. It was great.
Going in there. Yeah. It was fantastic. And they became the Bobcats for a little while.
Oh, it just ruined everything. Now it's in Uptown. It's not the same. It's the Spectrum. And nothing will ever be the same.
Thank you.
Preach. I gotta make Kelly cry.
We're all learning that. Slowly.
When you're young, you hear that. You think, as you get older, you realize you're like, my God.
Yeah. I got an email yesterday. We made the announcement a couple of days ago that when Chris Dem leaves, his last day is March 25th. That's a Wednesday. It's 2 weeks from today. Okay. Mm. Sorry. It's 2 weeks from today.
And Jesus.
Wow.
In fact, it's 2 weeks from this minute. I mean, this is it. Because we're...
signing off a little early.
Signing off an hour early because we want to play the Put Up or Shut Up game at its usual time last. And then this segment we're doing right now will be left.
Farewells.
Woo!
Damn.
You talk about...
You want to see tears.
Man, you tune in 2 weeks from this minute. I'll be on the floor. It's going to be a hard one. Nonetheless... Yesterday, we made that announcement. Then B.B. Shea and Red Rachel join, permanent members of the program. We'll take a week and a half off, and then on April 6th, they're going to be part of it. I got a bunch of emails after that announcement. One saying, what about Biggie? I thought it went without saying. I'm sorry.
Remember we had to make an emergency video.
Yeah.
And
I left you out.
You left me out. You didn't say, they will be joining us.
No.
And also, I've been inundated with messages. No. They're like, are you still going to be there? And I keep responding to all of them with, probably till I die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Accurate in every way.
Yeah.
I thought that went without saying. You're going to get... Chris Dem's seat.
Mm-hmm. Don't say that. That's the other thing. You don't deserve it, fatty. What do you work, 30% of the time? Don't say that. We're literally going to have the seat, yes, because I will move out to the big studio.
That's right.
Which I am deathly holding onto my room.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm right out here. Always, I think it's an insult to have my own little area, and they don't know. This is great.
Yeah.
You don't have a clue what I'm really doing here.
Welcome to, that's right.
Now you can really keep your eye on me, and that is terrifying.
Put you right there where he is. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So the other email I got was congratulatory to B.B. Shea and Red Ray, and they're saying, well-deserved. And then they're saying, I think the show will go on well, even losing the main major player in Chris Dem. And then they said, just don't make it an, it used to be better. Don't do that all the time. Don't make it all nostalgia. It used to be better. So what you just said there about Charlotte, I agree with 100%. Just we have to cut down on it. You know, of course.
We have the young folks with us that'll keep us in line, hopefully, with that.
Mm.
I agree with you.
That it used to be better?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've beaten that in your ear. Yeah, a few years older than me.
I was going to say, I've never even heard of it. I know the Spectrum Center.
Oh, you know the Spectrum. What's that? Is that in
I don't know any other world.
Oh, the other one.
Oh.
Oh, the other one was great. I went there a few times before the Spectrum Center was built. It was amazing.
It was great.
Yeah. Oh, and it was so, I mean, I have so, the problem is I have so many great childhood memories there. You know, my grandfather was an immediate season ticket holder for the Hornets.
Wonderful.
He battled, and you could park right there. You parked right in the arena. There was no parking decks to deal with. It was a big flat lot.
Perfect segue into the Rolling Stones show that Chris Dim and I saw with Phil and Chris Dim's brother. So we go, we take it up the rear. Now,
we're having a leisurely meal.
And I'm like, guys we're
going to be holding it, looking at your paper ticket. Like, show starts at 8.
Show starts. We got to go. Chris Dim's brother's like, relax, Francis.
Have another Diet Coke.
Yeah. He said, I don't give two craps about the opening act, whatever it is. I was like, guys,
guys, I've heard Tryon Street is very busy.
Yeah. So we've got to. I kept being that person. Like, we've got to go. The great thing about, and I was in awe of this too, at that spot, they could make six lanes move in one direction as people were entering the concert, and six lanes move the other direction as the concert or ball game was
ending. It was mind-blowing.
When I saw it, I was like, thought of this?
This is the future.
Who thought of this?
Yeah, and you had to pay attention, especially leaving the games if you'd had a few.
Exactly. So we drive to Charlotte, and I keep going, guys, the concert
already started.
The concert already started. And we get there, and I said, we're not going to be able to find parking. We can't find parking. Well, we parked right next to the building.
At the door. I think the radio station van had just vacated.
Must have been.
Probably the Fox van had just vacated the parking lot.
And, John Boy drove out of there, and we just pulled right in behind him. And it was like, how did this happen? It seemed almost illegal. We had such great parking. We walk in, the opening act is done. We take our seats and
lights go down.
Start me up, Starles. And Kristen's brother's like, you see what I'm telling
you? Yeah, you didn't know that it could be that way.
Of course not. No. I'm just like, what?
It's the closest thing to like getting in a helicopter and going to the venue.
Oh, that's awesome. Unbelievable. It was a great concert experience. Then we see the show. All right. Show goes. Chris Dim says, that's Keith Richards to me. Like, okay, yeah.
He played Before They Make Me Run, which
I loved it.
Became your favorite.
Chris Dim said, Keith's going to play a few songs by himself.
Mick will change clothes.
I said, come on, changing clothes? He's like, yeah, they change
what
clothes.
What he does.
Mm-hmm. So Keith played a couple of songs, including
This tie isn't sitting right. This is a weird question. When can I poop? What part?
Right. So the show ends. They have not played Satisfaction.
Yeah, House Lights Up.
Thank you, good night. It's over. They've done the encores. We're leaving.
They didn't play Satisfaction.
I turned to Chris Dim's brother and say, I noticed they didn't play Satisfaction. Chris Dim's brother said, good. I've heard it a million times.
He's more of a music hardo than I am.
Enough. And I was like, and so then I have to go,
I don't want to hear it anyway.
Satisfaction. Why would I want to hear Satisfaction? Yeah, stupid song. I don't want to hear it.
I'm going to be in the restroom for a few minutes. A lot of coconut milk in my gut.
It's coming back out my rear.
Hey, man, there's some guy in the bathroom crying, talking about he took too much up the rear. I don't know if you want to call someone.
Between the coconut
call milk. Call it in. I'm not dealing with that.
Coconut milk and Diet Coke do not go well together. And I had a lot of each that night.
That was the original dirty soda.
Yes.